Listening 30. Listen and read.
The Olympic Games. The Early Games. The first Olympic Games were held at a place called Olympia in Greece in 776 BC. At first, there was only one race. It was a 170-metre running race called the Stad. In the race, local athletes ran across a piece of ground and the whole event was finished in one morning. However, it was very popular and athletes spent weeks practicing and training for the event. Soon, more races and competitions were introduced and people began to travel from other countries to take part in them. Then, in AD 393, the new Roman emperor decided to stop the games completely. Gradually, earthquakes and floods buried the site of the ancient festival. The first modern games. For hundreds of years, the games were forgotten. Then, in 1894, a French academic called Baron de Coubertin decided to bring them back. He believed that sport was an important part of people's education and that it made them better people. He studied the history of the ancient games and decided to organize an international event with many of the traditions from the original games. In 1896, the first modern Olympic Games took place in Athens, and 14 countries took part. Their motto was Citius Altius Fortius, which is a Latin expression meaning faster, higher, stronger. Baron de Coubertin believed the games would be a great way to bring people from lots of different countries together to compete against each other and work to be the best sports people that they could be. The Olympic Rings. The Olympic flag was first flown at the 1920 Olympics. The five rings represent five world continents. The flag has a white background, and each ring is a different colour: blue, yellow, black, green, and red. These colours were chosen because every country had one of these colours in its national flag. It is a symbol of the way that all the countries come together to take part in an international sporting competition. The Olympic Medals. Olympic medals are designed for each Olympic Games, so every year the medals are completely different. There is a medal ceremony after each Olympic event. They raise the flags of each winning athlete's country and play the national anthem of the gold medalist. Then they give the three winning athletes their medals: bronze, silver, and gold. The Paralympic Games. There have been many changes to the Olympic Games over the years. One of the most important is the introduction of the Paralympic Games. In 1948, Sir Ludwig Gutmann organised a sports competition for people with disabilities at a hospital in England. 4 years later, competitors from Holland joined them. Then, in 1960, Olympic-style games for athletes with physical and visual disabilities were organised for the first time in Rome. Today, the Paralympic Games are a world-famous sporting event. They take place after the Olympic Games have finished, in the same city. London 2012. In 2012, the Olympic and Paralympic Games took place in London for the third time in history. There are many traditions at the Olympics, and one of these is the opening ceremony. There are always fantastic displays of music, singing, and fireworks, and people dancing in traditional costumes. There is a procession of athletes in their teams, and the Olympic flag is raised. Finally, the Olympic torch is brought into the stadium, and the Olympic flame is lit. Then, the games can begin. London's opening ceremony was given the title Isles of Wonder, inspired by Shakespeare's play The Tempest. The show represented Britain's history and culture. It lasted for 4 hours and was watched around the world by more than 900 million people. There was some great music, including songs by Paul McCartney from the Beatles, Arctic Monkeys, and a performance by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. There were some funny moments too, such as when the Queen appeared with James Bond. Breaking records. London 2012 saw some fascinating firsts. Here are some of them. Usain Bolt, Jamaican sprinter. He made history by being the first to achieve a double-double, by winning the 100 metres and 200 metres titles at two Olympic Games. He and his teammates also set the world record for the 4x100 metres relay. Nicola Adams, British boxer. She became the first female boxer to win an Olympic gold medal. Sarah Attar, Saudi Arabian runner. She became the first woman from Saudi Arabia to compete in an Olympic athletics event when she ran in a heat of the 800 metres. Michael Phelps, American swimmer. He won 4 gold and 2 silver medals, making him the most successful athlete for the 3rd consecutive Olympics. He also became the Olympian with the most gold medals. In total, he has 18 gold, 2 silver and 2 bronze medals. Sarah Story, British cyclist. She broke the record for the women's road race in the Paralympic Games when she finished 7 minutes ahead of the silver medalist.